Welcome to Torah Timech Anach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be studying Sefer Iyov, Perek Lamed Beis, the 32nd Perek. From here, everything in Sefer Iyov is going to be different. Up until this point, they're stuck in a cycle, a vicious cycle of one blaming the other and the other blaming the other. We know that when we're stuck in a cycle of blame, there's nowhere to go. And that's really how Perek Lamed Beis begins, when it tells you, V'yishpetu shloshet anashim ha'ele me'anot et Iyov. The three friends stop answering Iyov. Why? Ki hu tzadik be'enav, because he is righteous in his eyes. They see him as sinning in their eyes, and there's nowhere to go. And suddenly a fourth friend appears. His name is Elihu. And we have to ask ourselves two things. Number one, where did Elihu come from? Because at the beginning of Perek Gimel, when the three friends come and they talk to him and they sit with him, there are three friends who come, and here suddenly there's a fourth. And secondly, we need to ask ourselves, and this is going to be a much harder question to answer, what does Elihu add? Because superficially, if you read the next couple psukim, and he's going to speak for a couple of psukim, it's going to go all the way to the end of Lamed Zayin. If you read it superficially, it sounds like there's actually nothing new added. And we're going to try and figure out and unwrap what it is that he adds. The Ramban explains for us that the thing that Elihu is going to tell us, which is new, is an answer to Tzadik Varalo Alpi Sod, Kabbalistically. And we're going to take a look at that. The story continues and it says, Vayichar af Elihu ben Barach El Habuzi Mimishpachat Ram. Iyov, Elihu, this person who comes from the family of Ram, gets angry. And who is he angry with? He's angry with Iyov. But Iyov Charapo, he's angry with Iyov Al Tzadko Nafsho Me'elokim, because Iyov is the chutzpah of saying that he is more righteous and more just than God. This is a similar fury which is felt by the three friends as well. Chazal point out that this man is from Mishpachat Ram, which tells you, Rashi says, Avraham, from the family of Avraham, which makes sense because we've pointed out time and again how there's a lot of Abrahamic imagery throughout Sefer Iyov, and more specifically, how the three friends are all related to Avraham. They come from this family of truth seekers, of Avraham Avinu, this family of belief in one God, of monotheism, and therefore Elihu too is going to be Mishpachat Ram. But here's what's interesting. Elihu, and we'll see that Perek Lamed Beis, the Perek we're learning today, actually doesn't give us any answers. It's really just an introduction to who Elihu is and why he's speaking now and didn't speak before. And only Perek Lamed Gimel is where we're going to start to attempt to answer the question of Tzadik Varalo. But what's interesting here, which the friends didn't do, is Pasuk Gimel ubeshloshet re'av chara'apo. He gets angry with the friends too. And he says to the friends, you're also wrong. Al asher lo matzu ma'aneh. He's angry that they haven't found a good answer for Iyov. And again, we spoke about this previously, how incredible it is that a book of Tanakh can present so many answers for Tzadik Varalo and tell us they're wrong, they're not good answers. And what did he do? The Yerushio es Iyov, and instead they made Iyov the sinner. And Chazal tell us that there's a cover-up here where the Tanakh says v'yarshu et Iyov, that they made Iyov the sinner, but really it means to say v'yarshu es Hashem. They made Hashem unjust. By exclaiming that God can only punish people who deserve to sin, and therefore Iyov has to sin, you're doing a couple things. Number one, Iyov knows that he didn't sin. And therefore, by insisting that that is the only way to explain human suffering, you're in essence undermining God. And more deeply, if you say that the only reason why a human being can suffer is if they sin, then you're limiting God's behavior with this world and interaction with this world to that which can be comprehended by the human intellect. And that is unfair, and that is incorrect. So what does he do? Ve'elihu chika et Iyov bidvarim, kizkenim hema mimenu liyamim. He's been waiting to speak because he feels like it's not appropriate for him to speak because they're elderly. It seems as if these three friends arrived with an entourage, a whole group of young students or young people who belonged to each of the three friends. And he is one of those young people. And he's been sitting and watching this up and down for the last 31 prakim, just as we have, and been listening and hearing and internalizing. Vayar Elihu ke'en ma'aneh, but he realizes that no one's going to answer Iyov. And therefore, vayichara poi gets angry. Vaya'an Iyov. And Iyov answers and he says, Vayomar, and he says, Tsa'ir ani leyamim. I'm younger than you guys. Vatem yeshishim. And you're elderly. You're wise. You're zkenim. Alkein. Therefore, zachalti v'yira mechavos de'i etchem. I was terrified of giving you my opinion on these things. I thought that youth is what makes you unable to talk. And years, experience, maturity is what gives you the answers in life. Amarti, I said, yamim yedaberu. It's people who have old age, who have life experience, who have something worthwhile to say. V'rov shanim yediu chachman. Only those who have lived many years have wisdom to share. Achen ruach hi be'enosh. But now I realize that Hashem puts the spirit inside all of men. V'nishmat shakai tivinem. And Hashem puts wisdom inside of them. And it's not those who are old who can speak. Lo rabim yechakmu uzkenim yavinu mishpat. It's not the people who are old who know things. It's the people who Hashem has given wisdom to who know things. And therefore, lachen, I have to tell you, amarti shim'ali v'achave de'i afani. I have something to add. I realize how Hashem can give knowledge, wisdom, understanding, insight to anybody. We've all experienced this. If you've ever heard a child say something profound, insightful, or a stranger, somebody who's not the greatest sage of the generation, who might add an insight to us that allows us to reflect back and see an element of truth which we didn't see before. And if we all sat silently and waited until we were elderly and wise and had years of experience and decades of experience to speak, well, then there'd be a lot less wisdom in the world. And sometimes it's people who have lived many moons who maybe have something that could be less valid to say than someone younger than them. And he says, not only do I have wisdom that's given to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also, Hein hochalti lidvarechem azin adfu nosechem. I have sat here, let me tell you, and listened, he says, to everything that's been going on. I've waited and I've listened to your words, ad tech karun milin, and I've researched and I've searched everything that you've said. And Chazal over here explained to us, is a beautiful Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which says, Sheva dvarim begolem v'shiva b'chacham. There are seven different things that we find with a wise person and the opposite we find with a fool. Chacham eino medaber bifnei mishu gadol mimeno. A chacham is a wise person, is somebody who doesn't just speak to the, in front of those who are wiser than him. And we see that Elihu has this trait, that he's silent and he waits, assuming that those around him are wiser than him. And he doesn't just butt himself in where he's not wanted. Again, we saw this with Elihu. And only when there's silence and when no one speaks, that's when he starts to speak. He's not butting in. And he doesn't hurry to speak. And he listens carefully. And he and he answers things in a logical order. And the things that he didn't hear, he says, I didn't hear. The friends are so eager to defend God and to answer the question that they jump right in. Elihu listens for a very, very long time. And he says, I have sat and I've pondered everything you've said and I've listened to your silence and I realize ve'ein le'iov mochiach, and I realize nobody is giving clarity to Iov. Onne amarav mikem. So now and nobody's been able to answer him. So now I'm going to be able to explain to you because pentomru, in case you should say pasuk yud gimel, matzano chochma. I don't want you friends to think that you are the ones who have the wisdom. El yidfenu v'lo ish. Hashem should crush him or destroy him and not a man. You have no right to stand before another human being and say you deserve to sin. If a person needs to be brought to their knees and defeated, let God do it. It shouldn't be a human being who does it. That is not appropriate and you are not correct in the way that you've behaved. And he says, Hochalti ki lo yedaberu. I've noticed that none of you are speaking anymore. Ki amdu v'lo anu od. No one's answering anymore. E'ene afani chelki. So now I will give my part. Achave de'i afani. And I'm going to tell you my bit. He says, ki mileti milim v'hetzak tani ruach bitni. A beautiful description. He says, because I'm full of words. I've been sitting and listening to this up and down and as with every perek that goes on, I have new ideas and new thoughts, and I'm full of words. Hine bitni kayayin lo yipateach. My insides are like a bottle of wine that hasn't been opened up. Ka'ovot chadashim, and it's bursting like a leather bag of wine that's closed. And the Alshech says, the reason why it uses the idea of ovot chadashim, a new bag of wine, is because a new bag is more easily opened, more easily like splits open when it's sitting for a long time with wine in it. And he says, I'm youthful, I'm young, I'm much younger than you, and therefore I should be more likely to burst forth with words. But I haven't, I've waited. But let me tell you, the stuff inside of me is bubbling to come out. And I need to share the words with you, because ka'avot chadashim yivakea, I'm like bursting forth with new words. Adabra va'arviachli eftach sfasai ve'e'ene. I'm going to open up and I'm going to tell you what I have to say, he says. And here he already assumes that he knows what they're going to accuse him of. They're going to accuse him of being what Eov accuses his friends of, being two-faced and flattering. So he says, Al na esa pene ish. I'm not going to try appease anybody. I'm not going to try make anybody look impressive. Vel adam lo achanen. I'm not going to try, you know, give special treatment to anybody. And why? Remember, because I don't respect you guys. I thought I respected you, and I respected you for the last 30 prakim, but you don't have anything good to say. So let me tell you, I'm not about to try and appease you or make you look impressive or make myself look impressive in your eyes. I'm not here to gain respect. I'm here to share truth. Ki lo yadati achanen, I don't know how to be two-faced and how to suck up to people. Kim at yisaeni osani. He says, may Hashem lift me up. May my creator lift me up as I begin to share my words and speak some truth. And now with bated breath, we wait for Perek Lamed Gimel, where he's finally going to give us what could potentially be the first satisfying answer to the question of Tzadik Varalo. Our learning today was sponsored by the Nach Yomi Chavruta, in loving memory of David Hanan ben Michael Varachel, whose short years, despite immense challenges, were filled with Torah, family, and joy. His life left an indelible mark on our community and beyond. May the schus of our learning give his neshama an aliyah, and may his legacy continue to inspire.